Coincidences happen, we know that. But what's the chances of Tucker Carlson and Joe Biden wearing the exact same tie color on the same day that Tucker interviewed Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin on February 6, 2024? The ties were the color of the Ukrainian flag, blue and yellow. Why on earth would Tucker choose that color tie to sit down with Putin? Tucker isn't so careless, and Putin or his people wouldn't have missed the slight. It's no wonder Putin asked Tucker at the start of the interview, "Are we joking here?" And Tucker gave an insane laugh to a stern-faced Putin. As for Tucker and Biden wearing the exact same tie on the same day, what's the chances? We'll be charitable and say there was a sale on blue and yellow ties at the CIA commissary. Tucker must still have his good old dad CIA commissary discount card. You all do know that Carlson's father, Richard Warner Carlson, served in the CIA as an agent in the late 1950s and early 1960s. After leaving the CIA, he pursued a career in journalism and became the director of the Voice of America during the Reagan administration. Once CIA, you're always CIA, which in all fairness is the same for Vladimir Putin, who was FSB, which is the Russian opposite number to the CIA. Vladimir Putin served as a lieutenant colonel in the KGB, the Soviet Union's security agency, before becoming involved in politics. After the dissolution of the Soviet Union, he transitioned to the successor agency, the Federal Security Service, FSB. He eventually rose to become the director of the FSB before entering politics and eventually becoming president of Russia. What we witnessed in the Tucker and Putin interview was two spooks putting on a show. What does it all mean? We're not going to speculate about ties, but let's just say Ukraine is going to get interesting in the coming months. Putin knows his forces are fighting the USA in Ukraine. He knows the US dollar is mortally wounded, and he said as much in the interview. When a beast is mortally wounded, it lashes out in a do-or-die last stand. Putin knows it as more and more nations are abandoning the weaponized US dollar for trade. Putin said that too. Can you believe tied diplomacy? Go figure. Who said the Cold War is over? Because it's going to get hot. Real hot in coming months. This week, Poland issued a notice to users of its airspace to expect fast-moving objects, read missiles, for the window beginning February 5 to the month of May. How interesting, or how ominous.